to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions, and tonight we're going to be connecting with Adama, the High Priest of Lemuria, who's also been called the Father of Humanity. We're going to begin tonight by reading the mission statement of the Angel News Network and Bridges of Wellness, which is our physical spiritual home here in South Florida, and then how these two missions really amalgamate together. So let us begin.
The mission of the Angel News Network is to bring the messages of the divine realm to the earth plane to contribute to mankind's spiritual growth and ascension by raising the consciousness, resonance, and vibration of the world.
Bridges of Wellness mission statement. Bridges of Wellness is a spiritual community dedicated to honoring and nurturing the innate divinity in everyone. We inspire through mind, body, spirit practices, and education. We build bridges heart to heart.
These mutual missions come together through a combined intention and missions of Bridges and the Angel News Network to let us further affirm through our mutual universal teachings and truth to continue to support humanity in ascending from our believing minds to our knowing hearts. Through this process, we shall learn to think with our hearts and create lives and a world founded upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. Again, tonight, we're going to be connecting with Adama, the High Priest of Lemuria, the Inner Earth Civilization. So for those of you online, we're going to ask you to access your PDFs of the teachings. This is part two of a three-part teaching from Adama, so we will have the third part later. And I will go into trance. I'm Philip. I'm here assisted by Joel Anastasi and Jeff Asano in Nashville and Sharon Ann Meyer, also known as Sam. So I ask those of you in the classroom just to move your chairs a little closer to the microphone. So you're really going to be invited to ask questions about what's being read and how Adama is going to interface with it. And then at the end of this, if you have a personal question or wish to have a personal message, you can request that as well. So just allow me to go into trance, please. Greetings, beloved daughters and sons of planet Earth. I come to you, we come to you within the inner of civilizations known as Lemuria. Many of you have experienced lifetimes within our civilization, some 12 or 13,000 surface Earth years ago. Many of you who resonate with being with us at this time, it is a reflection of your lifetimes there. Our earthly home, as many of you know, is Mount Shasta, located in Northern California. And we feel the presence of the Lemurian crystal that is in the physical classroom at this time, radiating the frequency of love, radiating a diffusion of the energetic boundaries between the denser life that you are having on the surface and the life that we're having in a higher frequency within the interior of the Earth. For those not familiar with the existing of the inner Earth civilizations, which also include civilizations that you may know, such as Atlantis, we, many thousands of years ago, got a dispensation from the Councils of Creation to go into the interior of the Earth after warring factions, largely between Atlantis and Lemuria, made the surface of the planet and inhabitable. You have been questioned and challenged with that ability to have such warfare now, even though it is not as advanced as we had those many thousands of years ago. This veil between us is becoming thinner. There are times that it gets thicker and there are times that it becomes thinner. There is much clearing and cleansing happening on the surface of your planet right now, which allows us to be coming together and that wall of separation. Many of you have not been allowed within the inner of civilization because of the dense frequency of the existence on the third dimension that you exist within on the earth, the surface of the earth. We have many statements and teachings to go through at this time. We're going to ask, since this is called Divine Discussions and it's your opportunity to interface with your Father of Humanity, interface with we and the inner earth civilizations, Lemuria, to have questions about the statements that are having clarifications. At the end of these, we will open up, as has been explained to you, any questions that you personally have about your involvement in Lemuria or a message you may care to receive. So let us begin with the first statement.
Okay, we the whole piece is called A Dhamma Discusses Inner Earth Life, 100 Wisdoms That Can Change the World. We're doing part two today. We're going to be dealing with 33 or 34 of them. And the first one is this. Earth is one of the few planets that still is in the dust regarding access to past life experiences. Amino acid-based computers allow learning from past lives, which is vital.
So you are, on the surface of the planet, the densest civilization within your solar system. With all of your other planets within the solar system that planet Earth resides in, you have chosen to be in this densest form of existence at this time. The reason you cannot experience these other civilizations or see them yet is because they're moving at a higher frequency, and you have an inability to see or to sense that they are there. Most of the planets have an inner Earth civilization not unlike what exists here on planet Earth. You live inside a house, inside a planet most often, not on the roof of a house or the surface, which you are experiencing at this time. All of this will be revealed to you. So what exactly does amino acid computer communication mean? Many of you know what amino acids are. They are the compounds that exist, proteins, which allow you to stay within a dense physical format. So we have taken that substance of amino acid, which has allowed us to connect with the Akashic Records, the hall of all that there is, and access all the information and wisdoms from the beginning of time. It is your destiny when we connect as one, which is the destiny of your ascension process, that we will come together as brothers and sisters and sons and daughters at that time. Are there any questions about this particular statement?
So that's amino acid technology is not a technology that we would be able to develop on our own. We would get that from you?
It can happen either way. You will advance enough if your consciousness increases enough through your relationship and healed relationship with self, or if it reaches an intermediary level where we're able to gift it to you, it can happen at that time.
Now, you said learning from past lives is vital. We don't have easy access to that, so what are we missing out?
You do have easy access to past lives. It's just many of you believe that you do not. But stored within the DNA of your heart molecules are all the past lives that you have ever had. So you've heard, beloved sons and daughters, you've heard the concept of moving from the mind back into service to the heart and learning to think with the heart. As you advance and raise your frequency through the healed relationships with self, you'll better be able to access and know that you can access this information which has been stored into your heart molecules and DNA of all the wisdoms that you have learned from past lives that get stored within those frequencies of the heart and are passed on from incarnational cycle to incarnational cycle. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you.
Shall we move on?
I'd like to ask a question concerning. So for those of us that are getting information about our past lives, does that mean that we're somehow connected to these acid-based computers?
Not at this time. It means that you're learning to be able to access to them. And we welcome all who have just joined this discussion at this time.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go on to number two. Our sunlight is a reflecting crystal brought from another planet. All light is one, no matter how produced.
So the question that many people ask who are not familiar with the inner earth civilizations, how exactly do you have sun? How exactly do you have light? How exactly do you have air? How exactly do you have water? The interior of the planet is a reflection. The one thing that needed to be recreated was to bring a crystal from the planet Venus here, which could create and reflect a light. So it is a reflected light from this crystal as opposed to a light that emanates from your sun. As a result of that, we're able to filter air from the surface of the planet, even though at times we have to create our own air source because of the pollution on the surface, and we have been able to recreate oceans and rivers not unlike the surface. Are there any questions about this?
Well, Don, I don't know whether or not it's the same thing or not, but Saint Germain told us that the core of the Earth is an electromagnetic field or grid, which is called the central sun.
That is independent of the sun that we have created, Lemuria, but they can actually feed one another. As that electromagnetic energy, often called the inner sun or the inner crystal, feeds your surface energy as well. Actually, it is maintaining and sustaining your heartbeat.
Okay.
Are there any questions online, beloved, or in the classroom?
Does anyone have a question online?
Let us continue.
Question number three. We have amino acid computers that link to the star systems that seeded Earth.
So that connects to the 12 star systems which seeded this planet. Many of you are familiar with that wisdom. Some of you are not. That may be new information. But within the creation and the readiness for the planet to receive humanity, which we in the Lemurian and I specifically were principals within bringing humanity to this planet, each of those 12 sisters had a responsibility for bringing a certain wisdom and intention into this particular planet. It is why planet Earth is called the Loverversity. You're learning to master love through the density that you have chosen to learn it through, love being the building block of all. Many of you are beginning to identify the original star systems that you seeded from and came from, and that is often leading your individuated soul plans, your purpose in being here. Are there any questions about this?
Well, I would just ask, obviously, if you have computers that link to the star systems that seeded Earth, there's a lot of value in that. And I'm just kind of wondering, again, what are we missing out on by not having that?
What is happening as a result of the direct computer, amino acid computer, linked to each of those star systems, it keeps feeding the original intention of those systems, breaking through the density of the 3D. As it feeds through from those 12 star systems via these amino acid computers, it is actually, in your vernacular, fueling the ascension process of humanity. Does that help you?
So what would be one intention that might be coming from one of the star seeds?
Love. Love being the foundation of all that there is. And everything that you are experiencing that is not love is an absence of love. This is coming from the Arcturian frequency.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to number four. You on the surface are still eating dead foods, foods that no longer carry the life force of raw foods.
One of the reasons we have been able to create and experience immortality in our higher frequency and to maintain and sustain that over hundreds of thousands of living years, if you will, is because of what we are ingesting. That it is alive, that we are not sacrificing the life of another being, another conscious being, in order to maintain and sustain our lives itself. So exactly how does that play out? We do not kill animals to eat them. We do not kill a plant to eat it, but we may eat portions of that plant or seeds or root parts of the seeds of it that does not destroy the entire plant. We have also developed certain food sources, which you will learn to develop, which are independent of any existing plants or what you call animals on the planet at this time. Does that help you?
It says here raw foods. Does that mean that you don't cook it?
Correct. There is no cooking of food within Lemuria. The food is accessed directly from where it is grown without a cooking process. Cooking actually breaks down the life force within these. That is why within your nature, and one thing eating the other in what you call your wild kingdoms, the animals are usually eating one another alive or eating a plant alive. You understand?
So we should be eating, I guess the equivalent that we have are salads. Is that pretty much what we should be doing? Eating the raw vegetables, plants?
Exactly. You're learning that more and more to eat something that is living is more sustaining within itself and not taking another life form. But many of your bodies have developed a form of addiction from the food sources that you've been putting in them for quite some time now, and it would be a process of having to clear and cleanse the body in order for it to move into a total live food source. So that would be a process. It would be difficult for most of the humans on the surface of the planet this time to make a quick switch from what you are eating. It would be advised to be a gradual process.
You know, Adam, I read this before I had dinner, and I had chicken. And I was eating it thinking, oh, my God, what am I eating? What kind of energy am I putting into my body when I eat something that's been killed?
It is the emotions that you're eating, beloved son. It is how this particular animal has been raised, how it was treated, how it was killed. And it is the infusion of that emotion from that animal, in addition to the toxicity of what it was fed, the antibiotics, the steroids, the way that its life form was forced unnaturally to mature in a rapid speed, and all of this that you have ingested. That is why you have the amalgamation of your cancers and your diseases. All of this you are inheriting through the ingestion of that being. So what is behind all of that? What is behind all of that, beloved sons and daughters, is greed. Is greed. And a lack of respect for all life forms. Beloved sons and daughters, you're beginning to know and to understand that these animals came here from these various star systems as well to lay a path for humanity to be here. It didn't mean that they were here to be in bondage to you, but to prepare a path for you to be here, to assist you, to comfort you, not to be enslaved by you or genetically manipulated through something called being a pet. All of you in the process are really understanding these are independent beings who consciously came here to support the path and the evolution of humanity. You have lost that awareness. You've lost that contribution, as you have with the plants and the trees and the crystals. All of these beings came from the various star systems. When you're asking what are the specific things that each of these star systems added, some of them added crystals. Some of them added plants. Some of them added animals. All of this was a preparation for we who had the mission and the responsibility to begin to seed the planet with what has been called humanity. Does that help you?
So you're including fish in this too, right?
Yes. All living forms.
I mean, so we shouldn't be eating fish either.
There's no shoulds or woulds or coulds with this, beloved son. It is for you to become aware of how we are maintaining and sustaining eternity. How we, through a process, have ascended to a higher frequency of existence. And for you to make the decision individually or collectively to be and do the same. Or not.
So I'd like to ask the million-dollar question. Considering the density of most human forms, is it possible to eat a raw food body and still get all the nutrients that the body requires without becoming ill?
It depends on what those entities are that you're ingesting and how they were raised and where they were raised.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question.
You got to come up to the microphone.
My question is simply that, I have started doing something, and I've heard other people talk about it, but I want to know if there's any basis or correlation between your ingestion of food, that listening to your body, if your body will tell you if you listen intensely what it needs and what it doesn't need and what you react poorly to and what makes you actually feel good. Is there an art of listening to the body?
Absolutely. It's a form of what has been called body talk and body listening to the talk. But understand, we are in a much less dense form of frequency. We can actually assimilate nutrients from the environment. So when we talk about ingesting live food, it is a different process from the one that you go through on the surface of eating something, chewing it, swallowing it, ingesting it. We have the ability to do that, but we also have the ability to assimilate nutrients from the environment itself, the molecules, the atoms, the neurons within the atmosphere. But addressing your concern about your body on the surface of the planet can tell you what works for it or not, this is absolutely correct. And you're learning to be able to listen to your bodies. Some of you have developed what you call allergies. But most often an allergy is not caused from what, it's caused from who you are responding to within your environment, which is a whole new way of thinking about what is allergenic. But there are elements within your body that are not reacting to the toxicity of how the food is produced, the plants and the animals that you're ingesting. You are waking up and understanding the concept of organics, the concepts of things being pure and more from the earth. But there's also a lot of deception within these areas as well. So it does pay heed for you to listen to your body very, very carefully and for it to allow it to tell you what is working for it and what is not, if you have the intuitive ability to listen to the body talk.
Okay, it's important to point out, I think, that vegetarians make the observation that the biggest and strongest land animals all eat plants only.
That is a very good example. And those animals that are only eating plants have been here since the beginning of animals being brought or making a decision to come to the planet. The crystals came first. The plants came next. The animals came next. And all the animals had to ingest at that time were the plants. It was through a distortion of human thinking that actually predicated animals beginning to eat one another. That is a whole other discussion within itself. But stop and think about that. Animals originally on this planet did not consume one another. The consuming of animal to animal, even though it is alive, was a distortion of their intention reflecting the behavior of humanity. Be with that. As you heal this distortion, beloved daughters and sons, that will no longer be necessary. The animals will no longer eat one another. The lamb will lie with the lion. That is what takes place here in Lemuria. Imagine a green pasture with streams and brooks bubbling and waterfalls in the background. And all the animals you have grown up sensing this is the way of nature, of killing and eating one another, reflections of those animals exist here, loving one another, reflecting our love of one another, our unconditional love of one another. Having created a civilization without war, without the need for money, without the need for toiling. That's what lies within your future if you so choose. This is what we hunger for. For we are ascending as you are ascending. And when we join in one, it will expedite our ascension process as well, even though we have ascended at a higher frequency than you have. But, beloved sons and daughters, our DNA and RNA is the same. We have lived and roamed on the surface of the earth as you do now. Shall we continue?
I'm going to turn on the question and answers query, but before I do, did you have a question, Jude? No? Okay, I'm going to turn on the question, and so if you have anyone has a question, just hit star 6.
Okay, 5. Nature left alone produces abundance, which will raise vibratory rates.
And that was set up in the beginning. What humanity on the surface is beginning to learn, if you can pay attention to nature, it is in a divine, perfect order. You're learning to look at nature in a more in-depth way, like you never have before, and seeing the designs and the configurations of plants and animals and crystals, and beginning to reflect those designs in how you communicate. Your communication is all crystal-based now. You're designing your automobiles to look like insects that can fly and move through the earth without the resistance of the past. You're beginning to see leaving things alone in nature and how it can replenish itself even after human abuse can be reflected in the recreation and the healing of your cities. You're beginning to see that nature is a template, is a science, if you will, of how to lead your lives by simply following it. You're beginning to see how the trees are protecting you from harsh weather, weather that you are creating through your own emotions and thoughts stored within the atmosphere of the planet. The redwoods on your west coast, which is a landmass that still represents a piece of what was Lemuria, these huge giants are giants and fortresses to protect the planet, which have been cut down, but a few still reside. You're beginning to see that each thing on the planet, mineral, plant, or animal, has a conscious purpose to be here. You are losing more species per annum than ever before. If you lose the whales, the porpoises within your oceans, which swim within the intricate system of your planet, the planet cannot survive, for they clear and cleanse through the intricate system swimming. And these beings from various star systems keep communicating with the star systems that they originated from and maintain the balance and corrupt the distortions that you create through your human actions within the oceans and the land masses themselves. The missing link in all of it, beloved sons and daughters, is that you are not realizing that your earth is a living, conscious being, and every single thing within and upon the planet is a living, conscious being who chose to be here to support something called humanity, and that you all need one another. And we in the inner earth need you as well. It all goes back to something called oneness, doesn't it? And the connection to that. Let us continue.
Would it be true, the reason why abundance raises vibratory rates, if we were to link it to some other teachings we've gotten from you, is because it creates peace, love, equality, harmony, and balance. Would that be true?
You're referring to abundance?
Yes. Abundance raises vibratory rates because it creates these conditions.
Let's talk about what creates abundance. You've all heard the cosmic equation, gratitude equals abundance, haven't you?
Right.
When you have gratitude for what is instead of wanting something else, because what you have is not enough, you create a low vibration which cannot manifest abundance. You're all mastering the concept that if I have gratitude for what already exists in my life, this will allow additional abundance. And abundance may define itself in something beyond your monetary or economic or career systems of values. Does that help you?
Right.
Any questions?
No.
I'll just continue.
So moving on to number 6, know that you are composed of many layers of light, the densest of which is the physical body.
So on the surface, in the 3D, you are emoting feelings through your emotional body, which creates thoughts, and many of you believe it is the opposite. So the emoted thought, the emoted feeling creating a thought, affects the flow of energy, either flows it or impedes it within your physical body. If is it impeded in specific parts of his body, you create a dis-ease there, which can ultimately express itself in something called physical death. You are now beginning to wake up from a long slumber and beginning to understand the relationship of emotions and thoughts and energy and how that affects your body. As many of you are aware, most of your medical practices on the surface of the planet at this time are treating a symptom. You're not involved within the basic cause and effect of disease. As soon as you wake up and understand the importance of energy, that you all express energy, either through some form of love or absence of love, you will learn to permanently heal yourself and prevent what you call death. The last hurdle that humanity is in the process of jumping over is physical death. That's what we have accomplished in the inner earth civilization. Imagine, beloved sons and daughters, when you can live for a long time, the wisdom you can apply within the decisions in the present moment of now. For all the mistakes and all the learning from your long lives can be gathered within your consciousness and affect your decision-making process within the moment of now. One of the reasons you are experiencing physical death is to give yourself a reprieve from the exhaustion and the ignorance often going into stupidity of being alive. That in between your incarnational cycles, you have a respite to return to the higher frequencies from which you came and emanated from. But you've lost the ability to remember is that what you learn from life, one lifetime, does carry on into another incarnational cycle. You see that in your savants. You see that in your five-year-old child that can sit down and play a master piano. It is a frequency from a previous life that they have mastered, that they have remembered to access either consciously or unconsciously. Any questions?
So for those of us that are consciously taking on more light, will any of us achieve the light body in this lifetime?
That is up to you, beloved daughter. The ascended masters, who you often connect with in your divine discussions, do you not? That became a priority of their lives, the focus of their lives, willing to show up and be the work. What we in the fifth dimensions and higher are not telling you what to do, not reading your future for you like a fortune teller, which would be an invasion of your free will and choice, but we are telling you how we achieved what we have achieved and the tools necessary for you to achieve it yourself. So the question we have to ask you, beloved daughter, is what do you yet need to be and do if you so choose to ascend within this incarnational cycle? Many of you thought it would happen within your 2012, that you all miraculously would ascend to a higher frequency existence. That was a misconception. Some of you did. Most of you did not. That was the end time of the density that you have known, allowing the planet to go into its final 2,000-year cycle of an ascension process. Remember, the planet and creation can ascend with or without humanity. So it is your individuating collective choices whether you choose to ascend with that process or not, but it is being spearheaded in your vernacular by planet Earth herself. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. So again, I just want to say for those online, if you have a question, just hit *6 and that'll put you into the query. Any questions in the classroom?
Okay, number 7. You vibrate according to the light quotient contained in what your body assimilates. You control your electron spin by what you eat. No chicken.
Read that again.
You vibrate according to the light quotient contained in what your body assimilates. You control your electron spin by what you eat.
How does that make you feel?
Like I better pay attention to what I'm eating.
You have an expression in your natural food phenomena. You are what you eat.
Yes.
So the question I would have for you, the question we in the civilization of Lemuria would have for you, and most likely most of the inner civilizations, and there are 120 of us, by the way, pay attention. But we ask you to be patient with yourself. You have created a world where largely achieving what is necessary is very challenging and in some cases impossible. There are massive changes in consciousness and behavior that need to take place before what you are eating will achieve what you need to achieve if your intention is ascension and moving to a higher frequency. It is better than it's ever been, but it's still bad. So looking at the aspect of it, which is not all that it can be, which you may call bad, ask yourselves, what can you individually be and do to feed your bodies in a more holistic way? Any questions?
Well, I assume that the speed of the electron spin affects the light quotient we emanate. So I think I already know, but I'll ask you anyways, what will we eat to increase our electron spin to increase our light quotient?
Live, pure food.
Okay.
It goes back to it. You are all energy. If you are eating something else, you're eating its energy. If it is cooked, you are probably destroying most of the electrons within it. By eating something that is alive without killing the source of that life, by having compassion for that life, in effect, the love of that life, imagine how that electron is going to spin. And the joy and the love that you are showing for it. For it is that love and there's joy and compassion for it which will cause that electron to even spin faster. Do you understand?
So when we eat food, what do you recommend we do before we eat it? Bless it or what?
Have gratitude for it. If it is something that has been killed and against its will, sacrifice for you eat it and you choose to eat it. Acknowledge for one moment the unwilling sacrifice that being made. Take one pause, beloved sons and daughters, and let that being know that its life was not in vain, even though it was taken against its will. And to thank that being for being here and coming here, and for whatever value nutritionally its body may have for the sustaining of your life, to give gratitude for that. Let us continue.
Moving on to number 8. It is always now here in Lemuria because we learn the universal law of being and doing in the moment.
So your past was now. Your future will be now. You have created something called time and distance in the three-dimensional format that you've chosen to live in through your emotions and thoughts and physicality. But in reality, it's an illusion. But it's an illusion that you need to factor and move through your day. But pondering the time that is lost, and back to the word sacrifice, of how much you have worried about the things you did in the past and or worrying about what will happen. If you gave a monetary value to it, you would see that it's worth trillions and trillions of your dollars and wasted energy and time. If you focus on the present, the moment of now, truly center yourself within it, and I ask you to take a moment to do that right now. Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved sons and daughters. Take a deep breath and know in this moment of now that everything you need, not what you want, is present or you wouldn't be here. If every time something goes wrong as a result of thinking in the past or worrying about the future, if you stop and reposition yourself within the now, it will be a centering of your soul, a centering of your soul. And you will realize that you are an eternal being having a human experience, and that you have always and always will be given what you need in this moment of now. It may not be what you think you need. It may not be what you think you want. But it will be all that you need. For you have never been alone, and you never will be alone. You're receiving all that you need in the now. And beloved sons and daughters, when it's time for this incarnational cycle to end, and it will be for most of you, no soul leaves one moment before it's now time. Take a deep breath. I know this is true. And surrender to now whenever the past and the future continue to imprison you. Let us continue.
Number 9. No matter what happens around you, know that you are safe in God's arms.
Isn't that what we just experienced? If you could know that, beloved sons and daughters, and not believe it, think how different your life will be, how your emoted feelings will create positive thoughts of trust and surrendering to this truth. You have been taught for eons through your religions and your governments, in some cases, which are reflections of your religions, that this is not the case. Read it again.
No matter what happens around you, know that you are safe in God's arms. I'm not being a smartass, but I just want to add this because I want to hear your answer. Even if I get hit by a truck?
Yes. For there are no accidents. There are no coincidences. There are no trucks. unless it is something that you have surrendered and created to happen. That is how powerful you are. When you're surrendering to the arms of God, beloved sons and daughters, you are surrendering to yourself being God, of knowing that you are the Creator creating in every moment of now.
So if we have an accident or something, what is a very wise response on our part when we're experiencing something like that?
Let your mantra be, beloved son, there are no accidents. Let us continue.
Number 10. There is a correlation between the lack of stability in your life and the weather patterns.
We've talked about that earlier in this divine discussion, about your emotions and thoughts emanating far beyond yourself, not only affecting those who might hear you, but that energy, that frequency of that emotion and thought, whether it's negative or positive, radiates out throughout the world. Radiates up to the atmosphere and creates weather. We in the inner earth civilizations have perfect weather. It is 72 degrees Fahrenheit, 12% humidity in Lemuria today, because that is what we are thinking. You're learning, as the ascended masters are teaching you, the ability to create the reality as you intended. The electromagnetic grid around your planet buffers these emotions and thoughts to a certain degree. But we ask you, as you look at your most dramatic configurations of weather, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the earthquakes upon the surface of the planet, which sometimes we feel in the interior of the planet, by the way, be cognizant of where those storms begin, what is the cultural climate, what is happening there. Track the storm as those emotions and thoughts fuel that storm. Also see where they land and what is happening and attracting that storm to a specific geographical location. You will learn a lot about weather through that process, beloved sons and daughters. Any questions?
Well, I've made the observations many times, Adama, that from my perspective, most of the violent weather is where there's the least tolerance of diversification. It's in the red states. That's where the tornadoes are. That's where the hurricanes are hitting. That's where most of the weather violence is from my perspective.
And it's beyond something called a red state, beloved sons. It's something inherent within the human condition of a lack of self-love. And the fear that that produces and emanates out, which causes duality and separation and often confrontation. You're experiencing it in these United States and all over the world at this time, which is a major clearing and cleansing that's intensifying. But as the frequency of ascension intensifies, so does the distillation of the negative forces that need to be cleared and cleansed. And you see the relationship between the two.
What do you mean by the distillation of them?
I shall repeat this. As the ascension process of the planet intensifies, that positive energy of ascension, it increases the negative clearing and cleansing that is taking place. So it's easy to say, or your mass media may proclaim, that things are getting worse. Beloved sons and daughters, things are the best they have ever been in your recent recorded history. Things were much more intense whenever we were warring with Atlantis and had nuclear weapons much more sophisticated than anything you have at this time. Over 300 million of us perished overnight. You have not experienced anything comparable to that. But we surely understand what duality, separation, and confrontation can lead to. It is what predicated the inner earth civilizations in receiving a dispensation from councils of creation to create the inner earth in order to preserve the planet. Why? Because the planet has a primary focus of the ascension process of this solar system and this galaxy and this universe and this multiverse.
Since we're talking about weather, just today I heard a report on NPR, a report that the ice pack on the west coast of Antarctica, they've, to their shock, discovered it's melting three times faster than was predicted, and they are forecasting up to more than half a foot of increase in the oceans within the next 75 years, which would be cataclysmic around the world. What observation would you make about that?
If that's what it takes for humanity to wake up on the surface of the planet and change your behavior, then that's what it takes. The cosmic equation, responsibility equals consequence, is enforced. If humanity on the surface of the planet chooses to ignore science, it chooses to ignore what is taking place, refuses to change your behavior. Much of your behavior, beloved sons and daughters, is irreversible, actually, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So the question to ask yourself is, what do you wish to intend to leave for the next generation and the generation after that? Do you have compassion or do you care about that? What do you wish to leave to the generation which will lead the ascension process of humanity, even more so than the current generation? In the vernacular, you are playing with fire. You have current political agendas within the United States of America at this time, which is pretending the reality of the sciences does not exist,
yeah,
in order to support their greed of the few controlling the many. It will be up to you, the masses, to show up, to vote, to shift, to change, and to make another decision for beloved sons and daughters. Your very survival as a species is at stake. You have the information. You even have the photographs. Your complacency will be your destruction. And we learned that the hard way thousands of years ago. We in the inner earth civilizations ask you, implore you, not to make the same mistakes that we made. We annihilated most of the life forms on the surface of the planet. There's still radioactive evidence of that for those who choose to know it. Let us continue.
Thank you.
Well, I just have one final question on the weather. So considering that the weather is produced by our emotions and thoughts, why would humanity, and considering what you said about the ascension process, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Why would humanity invent something like HAARP and geoengineering?
What do you think the answer is? You said you know it.
To help move us towards the ascension process, to wake us up.
Exactly. And that was not a decision for humanity to employ those techniques. That once again, beloved sons and daughters, is the few controlling the many. There are more of you than them. This is the importance of self-empowerment through self-love, beloved sons and daughters. That's why the higher realms are teaching the importance of self-love through self-empowerment. In your United States of America, where our earthly home is housed, the majority of you choose to have no participation within your democratic process. And what you have the result of by not being responsible is what you have. If you continue to have that, you will continue not to be. So we in the inner earth civilizations, as we look up at you and we remember our demise upon the surface, we ask you to please wake up.
I know we spent a long time on this, but I'm reminded of all the other teachings we're working with, and that's, you were talking about self-empowerment. That's what's happening with the women, and that's what's happening with the new generation of young people that's coming along. That's where we're told that our salvation is going to come from.
The subjugation of the feminine energy is coming to an end upon the surface of the planet. The ending of that is coming through the ascension energies coming in, not only from the core of this planet, we and the inner earth, as well as above, from the ascended mastership, the archangelic realms coming down, to feed this process through the receptive feminine energy, key word, receptive. The youth that are coming into the world, we have programmed them in their DNA and RNA, to be able to access the memories within their hearts, to think with their hearts, and know what needs to take place. When they initially began coming in, through your indigos, your crystallines, and your rainbows, you drug them. That is no longer taking place. You're seeing the youth and the women of the world saying, enough is enough. Yes. The ascension process is being led by the receptive feminine energy that has the power of creation within their bodies. How dare humanity continue to subjugate creation itself and the youth of the world. Feed them. Nourish them. Let them know you know who they are.
I just want to say thank you for all your powerful comments. It's very inspiring. Then number 11, the earth is a great reflector, and she reflects the feelings and thoughts of all life on and in her body.
It reflects it out into the solar system, affecting the other planets within your solar system, which you have a very limited knowledge of. We in the inner earths are blessed to be able to meet with the councils of each of the planets, and beyond that, the galactic councils, to continue to nourish the ascension process of this particular planet, which is the densest in this solar system. It represents the wounds of all of humanity, this planet. Take a moment, beloved sons and daughters, and acknowledge your decision to come down into this density and to be a part of this clearing and cleansing through achieving your mastership, becoming ascended masters. To assist the ascension and evolution of every planet within this solar system and galaxy. Now I realize this is beyond most of your comprehension, but is it important that you have a macro-micro understanding of what is taking place? You're not being punished by the decision you made to live within this density. You are being celebrated by the star systems that seeded it, by the other planets within the solar system and throughout your galaxy. We salute you. We honor you. We wish you to know you are not alone. We ask that you ask to receive, and if you ask, you will receive. It is no longer to your benefit to deny us, to deny the reality of our existence. As soon as your frequency is to a level where you can accept us and not attempt to destroy us or not understand us, the wonders of the universe will open to you as they have opened to us in Lemuria. You will see the magnificence of creation. You will see your essential role in it and the gratitude that all of we and the inner earth and the solar system councils and the galactic councils have for you. Please understand, beloved sons and daughters, we know this isn't easy, but your souls chose to experience this. The end time is upon you. The best is yet to be. Let us continue.
Donna, in the Seven Sacred Flames, which was published a little over 10 years ago, you're quoted as saying that the meeting of our worlds would be happening soon. Do you have any sense of when soon may be?
That particular channeling came through a divine soul. It went through her filter, and she wished that it would be soon. It will be when each of you individually and collectively choose it to move your belief in knowing that you are good enough and worthy enough to ascend.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to number 12. You are here to maintain balance and regain Earth's composure as a great being of light.
So when this composure and balance happens, that predicates the ascension process. We all came from light, beloved sons and daughters. And the cosmic cycle, the cosmic circle is to return to it. So the planet will become a star. As you look up into the night sky, just imagine. Each one of those planets, each one of those stars was a planet that went through an ascension process, not unlike your own, different, but not unlike your own. And each planet within this solar system is in the process of becoming a body of light, becoming a star, which will explode and create worlds all over again. And what you will take with that explosion is your consciousness. And you will decide at that time, being the creator creating, what other worlds you wish to create. The universe is contracting upon itself after billions of years of expansion and what you called the Big Bang Theory. That contraction, moving in upon itself, within then the principle of what we, the principle, the universal principle of oneness, is what is taking place now. That will cause the infraction of energy, of density, pressuring into light. Think of it as coal being pressured in the interior of the planet becoming a diamond. That energetically is what is taking place. And some of you, in lesser or greater degrees, are feeling that emotionally, mentally, or physically. Shall we continue?
You know, Gabriel told me several years ago that the universe had reached its greatest outreach and that it was beginning to contract. I have seen many programs on public television all saying that it's the universe seems to be speeding up in its expansion.
That is not correct. The universe, which is an aspect of the multiverse, which humanity is just beginning to realize exists, and there are also, what does multi mean? It means there are many universes. What does the word universe mean? One verse, one being. As a result of this particular universe, which your solar system galaxy is an aspect of, along with billions and trillions of other galaxies, that expansion has ceased. Shall we continue?
I just want to ask one more thing. You said that the Earth was, you know, we're in the final 2,000-year spiritual age of Earth before the planet ascends, correct? Did you say it was going to explode at the end of that period?
No. What would take place is that the planet would become a star. A body of light, as you will ascend into a body of light, which is your eternal immortal beingness, your formless, your true formless structure. And here you are in a dense physical form. That star, which was once Earth, will have a certain lifetime, realizing there isn't time, just to confuse the issue, but it will have a life period, using language so that you can comprehend it. And as you have learned, stars have life cycles and ascension cycles as well, which usually encompass an explosion of energy. Does that help you?
So is life on Earth going to end as we know it at the end of this 2,000-year spiritual age?
That is correct. That is what the ascension process, the timeline of the calendar 2012, represents. How do you feel about that?
Well, Earth is so beautiful. I'm thinking about all the beauty would vanish.
Beauty never vanishes. Beauty will express and create beauty in the most unimaginable ways that you can imagine. That's what we have in Lemuria, is beauty beyond your comprehension.
So will your civilization and the inner Earth also end at that time?
They will expand through an ascension process and express themselves in an expanded way.
Okay, thank you.
Let us continue.
Are you next, Sam?
13, Joe.
Huh?
13.
Okay, 13. You determine all conditions surrounding you as you set up the parameters for all things to interact.
That is you being the creator creating. How many of you really know that? How many of you even believe it?
Do we do that before we come here in terms of planning what the conditions will be that we are born into?
You make decisions prior to coming here based upon what you've learned in past incarnational cycles, yes. Read it again.
You determine all conditions surrounding you as you set up the parameters for all things to interact.
So what's being employed there? What's being employed there is a gift of something called freedom of choice and will. And beloved sons and daughters, I wish to explain something to you. Not every world has it. Many worlds are directly connected to higher frequencies, and that's how they interact. You have been given a choice because of the density you've chosen to experience right now to choose a higher level of existence or not. What that predicates and allows is a permanent healing of the density itself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's also another way of what you're saying. That it starts with our thoughts become things, but because our thoughts are generated by our emotions, what we emote and resonate with starts first with our emotions to turn into thoughts.
Yes.
And the power of those thoughts generate the beauty.
Yes, and by understanding more deeply what is the meaning, value, and purpose of emotions, they create a pathway to your thoughts, once you realize, beloved sons and daughters, you are not that emotion. But it is to your benefit to express that emotion and release it. You've seen the example before in your animal kingdom where two animals, say two ducks, come together on the pond and they get into a fight over who's going to mate with the female. Say it's two males. They really go at it, fighting and struggling and flapping their wings and kicking their feet. And then after one is victorious, they just shake off all that energy and go about their way and have released it. They expressed the emotion. It had a thought in action, and then they released it. Shall we continue?
I'm going to read number 14, but before I do, I wanted to ask you, Jeff, do you hear us? Jeff? Can you hear us?
I am here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you can hear us.
It comes in and out.
Okay, because we've disappeared off the board, so I don't know what's going on. As long
as I know everything is here. I hear you.
Good.
I just have you on mute.
All right, I'm gonna read number 14 now. You too are learning to detach yourselves from the past and future and float in the now. Maybe that's what we're doing.
And we've addressed this.
Yeah.
Is there anything about it that anyone has any questions on? If not, let's continue.
Okay, 15. We use electromagnetic energy and crystal energy to navigate around the inside of our globe. Our energy is all free and clean.
And such is available to you on the surface, electromagnetic energy and photon energy, which is being kept from you by those who are continuing to manipulate and control your energy sources, which are based upon the abuse of the organs of the planet herself. So that is a form of suicide. Humanity cannot continue to use the organs of the planet as fuel, gas or oil. This wisdom has been available for quite some time on the surface of the planet, and it's really up again for humanity to reach a stage of consciousness to understand that the planet is a living, conscious being, and there is a free energy source coming from the core of the planet and the electromagnetic energy coming in from the sun itself that can fuel all of the planet. In the past, ancient civilizations built pyramids, which became an electromagnetic grid, and these pyramids existed around the perimeter of the entire planet that fueled ancient energies and fueled the advanced civilizations of the past. So all of this is available. It's a matter of waking up and making the choice or not. Any questions?
Okay, moving on to number 16. With freedom comes true joy of living. Without freedom, there can be no evolution. Without evolution, there can be no continuation of life. A species either evolves or dissolves.
You cannot control what you did not create. She'll say that again. You cannot control what you did not create. It is the innate structure of every being on this planet, not just humanity, the animals and the plants as well, to be free. It started out that way, and it has gotten manipulated through millennia. And that is a whole other history of how humanity has been manipulated by extraterrestrial and alien forces that manipulated for their benefit. And then the governments and religions that reflected some of the ideology of those civilizations that continued to attempt to control individuals, cultures, and societies. But you're learning this may work for a certain period of time, but the tyrant and the despot and the dictator will eventually fall. For what is built into the DNA and RNA of each being is this aspect of freedom. It will express itself eventually. Are there any questions? Let us continue.
17. The merger of our two great civilizations is necessary for the ascension of the whole planet.
We spoke of that earlier, that we, even though we're at a higher frequency than you are, we are joined in our DNA and RNA because we originate on the surface of the planet as well. And we are interconnected to this particular planet Earth within the ascension process. So once you reach a level of frequency and resonance through your consciousness, we will be able to join our civilizations and expedite the ascension process of our cultures and the planet herself.
Isn't the ascension of the planet independent of her civilizations and the people on it?
The planet is expediting the ascension process of the civilizations within and upon her body. Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, moving on to 18. Mother Earth has sacrificed her precious body to be a host to life. She has sacrificed her well-being so her children could learn their ascension lessons of love and abundance. Her time of sacrifice is over. It is time to transition into light.
So that process is taking place, as we have discussed, and we have discussed what is happening on your polar caps and the scientific evidence of what is taking place and what will be the consequence if the behavior of humanity doesn't shift. But realize, beloved sons and daughters, even with the shift in behavior, there are consequences already in place. But in order to prevent them from becoming more dire, it behooves you, if you so choose, through your free choice and will, to begin to wake up. Question. Let us continue.
19. Once you reach a certain vibratory frequency, your body will not be affected by the 3D dense plagues and diseases.
That's what has happened within the inner earth civilizations. We reach a level of frequency, as we discussed earlier. It's the emotions and thoughts and how it impedes or supports the flow of energy with your body, which creates disease. So if that's no longer a variable because you have raised your frequency, you have eliminated disease, you have jumped over the final hurdle of physical death, you have finally embraced being immortal. Question.
Again, if you're online and you have any questions, just hit *6. That'll put you into the query. Moving on to number 20, when humanity evolves in consciousness to the state where they will accept us, we shall surface.
So what is consciousness? It's the increase of your vibratory rate by waking up and being aware of the choices that you are making. Whenever you reach the lower level of the fifth dimensional frequency, we will join. We have already introduced ourselves to some of you on the surface of the planet. The channel that we're coming through now has actually come into Lemuria. We have shifted his light body and allowed him to come in. You cannot come in your present format because it's too dense and it will corrupt our environment. But all of this is taking place. Questions? Let us continue.
I find 21 sort of amazing that this could be. You on the surface are kept in the dark by your governments about us and the inner earth. It's amazing they can keep a secret like that through generation after generation.
Well, beloved son, it also has to believe with the people who wouldn't believe it if they were told it. So that works to the corruption of your governments, does it not?
Yep. Yeah.
So it all goes back again to your relationship with self, and if you are willing and able to receive this truth. For those of you who do, we will visit you. We will come to you either etherically or physically or in a thought or in a message. Once you totally open your hearts to our experience.
Moving on to 22, we have learned war is futile and aging and death is totally unnecessary to God's divine plan.
You are an eternal being of light, which you're in the process of returning to. You, in your evolutionary cycle, has agreed to come into the dense form of being human, to conquer, to master being human, to again, to return to the cycle of immortality. That, not so simply, beloved humans, sons and daughters, is what you have signed on to. And as we have stated earlier, we thank you. We have gratitude for this because this is a part of the process of the healing of all of creation. Question. Let us continue.
23. All humanity has suffered greatly from its limited vision of universal laws.
Most of the universal equations, tenets, and laws that you need from the archangelic realm, the angelic realm, the ascended masters realm, the inner earth realms, have been given to humanity and are available to you for the asking. So ask and ye shall receive. Read it again, please.
All humanity has suffered greatly from its limited vision of universal laws. Could you mention a couple of them?
We already have. Responsibility equals consequence. Giving equals receiving. Masculine equals feminine. Problem equals solution. Darkness equals light. Separation equals oneness. Hate, fear equals love. They are all aspects of the same thing. And thousands of more teachings to assist you. Let us move on.
Number 24. You are the second coming of the Christ. You are the Christ. And you have come again in this incarnation to bring the Christ energies to earth where they can permeate all life forms.
So what does the word Christ mean? Since it's been so associated and affiliated with organized religions, which has often confused you in your existence and who you are, and have denied your repeated lives, have denied the eternal aspect of yourself. The word Christ, beloved sons and daughters, means soul. So Christ consciousness is soul consciousness. You are becoming aware of your eternal, etheric, formless self, soul. Are there any questions about this? Let us continue.
All things are of God. Knowing this can change your life.
So, the question is, who is God? What is God? Where is God? When is God? How is God? Beloved sons and daughters, we are all expressions of something that has been called God experiencing itself. You can see yourself as a companion to creation. Think about that. You are in relationship with creation. You are creation creating. When was the last time you were told that? When will you be ready to know it, to receive it? And in the form, the dense form you've chosen to be at this time, and it is your destiny, your destination to move beyond it, you will know everything that we are discussing now. Questions? Let's continue.
26. Knowledge of your divinity is the best guide of your soul's path. Travel on the divine path to God. Knowing your divinity every step, one step from below, one step from above, in the divine walk through life, meeting as one in the stars.
So we are the below and the inner earth. And all of the higher realms are the above. So above, so below, so below, so above. So the question remains, what is divinity? What is this aspect of my being called divine? It is the aspect of you being the creator creating. It is the eternal aspect of self, self being a reflection of all that there is. You are a divine, energetic, spiritual being choosing to be in these dense physical bodies to serve the ascension of this civilization called humanity on this planet called Earth, that's interconnected with every other planet within this solar system and this galaxy and beyond. Any questions? Let us continue.
27. All souls, whoever incarnated on Earth, all souls who have ever incarnated on Earth have now returned to experience the ascension of humanity.
So you've got some 8 billion approaching on your planet. You think they're all here because things are so fabulous and wonderful? Or you have universal health care for everybody?
No. They're here for the great melting.
They're all here to pick up this ascension energy, to know they are a part of it, to know that each and every one of you are an indispensable aspect of it, or you wouldn't be here. Any questions?
Well, what does it really mean that they're here to experience the ascension process, really?
For them individually, within their individuated soul plans, and the energy that's coming from the core of the earth and from above, from the higher realms, to heal within themselves what needs to be healed, to take that healing out into the collective. Do you understand?
Because the frustrating thing is if we told, almost 7 billion of them, they wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Their souls know, beloved son. They know whether they know or not. They know whether they know or not. see it as the bird that knows how to build a nest, an intricate nest, dozens and dozens of pieces and parts,
mm-hmm.
or knows how to sew leaves together. They know that they know. Let us continue.
Number 28. The reflection of cosmic consciousness is infectious and spreads like wildfire throughout humanity.
The 100 monkey theory is in place. It is spreading exponentially throughout the planet like never before. That is why it can be said things are the best they've been in recorded history, but yes, they're still bad. But if we can all focus on what is rather than what is not, not meaning that we do not address to improve what we consider the badness. I'm just saying the badness is part of the goodness. All is in divine order. Read it again, please.
The reflection of cosmic consciousness is infectious and spreads like wildfire throughout humanity.
So that reflection of what's called consciousness are the higher realms, the archangelics, the ascended masters and others, supporting your process. You have never been alone. You will never be alone.
And that consciousness is that we're all one. We're all connected.
Yes. Let us continue.
29. The light is now blazing brightly as light workers and way showers are waking up in unprecedented numbers across the globe.
Particularly in the youth, which we have discussed, and the feminine energy. And those of you who call yourselves light workers and way showers, and you know who you are, the channel and his colleagues at the Angel News Network have oaths, individual oaths, the light worker and way shore, and collective oaths for those of you who wish to receive it. It can be made available to you. Are you ready to take the oath of the light worker and take that and way show it out into your immediate relationships, your nation, your world, and eventually, beloved sons and daughters, your solar system, galaxy, and universe? Are there any questions?
Yes. What is required to take that oath?
You simply being ready and resonating to be and do so. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Connect with your heart. And your heart, beloved daughter, is saying yes, is it not? Yes. You are ready. You are ready. And hundreds and thousands of like you are ready. Ready to take the oath of the light worker and way shower. Let us continue.
Number 30. Join us, brothers and sisters of light, as we all travel higher and higher in consciousness until we meet on the plains of reality where all glistens with the golden sheen of God's light.
So when you take this oath, you will find your communities of like minds and like spirits. And you will know that you are God experiencing itself, the Creator being the Creator. And you will know that your ascension is your primary focus in life as the Ascended Masters made it theirs. And you will be a light, a mighty light, that will shine upon the darkness and the density of this world. and you will truly know at that point you are divine. Let us continue.
31. A spiritual warrior is one who acknowledges the light within and knows that they are here for the purpose to bring more light into the earth.
And that warrior knows not to resist what exists, which allows it to persist. That warrior of light knows to build a parallel path to the old paradigm of duality, separation, and confrontation, and to transcend and move beyond the old path into the new paradigm of love, allowing and building equality, harmony, and balance. Take a deep breath. Let's continue.
Number 32, your soul and spirit are all light. And when you merge with your I Am presence, you bring the light into your core, knowing you are one with all.
So these are all just terminologies to express all that we have expressed. Your I Am presence is your consciousness, is your soul consciousness, your Christ consciousness. A higher form of consciousness that you are ascending to within your personal and collective process of ascension and evolution as a human species. Read this one more time, beloved daughter.
Your soul and spirit are all light, and when you merge with your I Am presence, you bring the light into your core, knowing you are one with all.
So what's really taking place is you're all marrying one another in a merger, realizing you are each other in disguise. And that is the mystery unraveled. Let us continue.
33. The light never fails, and all those who are responsible for destructive actions will be dealt with by the spiritual hierarchy and not allowed to return to Earth.
So there will be a karmic consequence. But I wish to say, and we wish to say, within the inner of civilizations for this last teaching tonight, those souls have also sacrificed a part of themselves to advance the process. As painful and as unbelievable as it may be, many of them have perpetuated the advancement. For your evolution, your ascension, is not always a process of two steps forward. It is sometimes one step forward and two steps back. But the thing to know and never forget and always trust that it is permanent, that your ascension, if you so choose, will take place. For those who choose not to ascend, they will be relocated elsewhere and will be given the time they need to ascend, but they too will eventually ascend, for there's nowhere else to go but back into the light. For that is all there is, and that is the oneness.
If some of these people have sacrifice themselves on the soul level in order to advance mankind, what does it mean that they'll be dealt with by the spiritual hierarchy?
There will be a consequence for the choices that they have chosen, even though they are making a sacrifice, dependent upon the negative consequences of their behavior.
So a Hitler, if he had sacrificed himself on a soul level, he would be exposed to consequences for his behavior.
I'll give you an example, beloved son. The divine soul that you speak of, the one you call Hitler, has experienced the death of every single individual that he calls. In your vernacular, the higher realms don't muck around. Are there any closing questions or comments that you wish to share? I realize this is a lot to go through. There have been 100 lessons, 100 teachings, and we will finish in part 3. But we in the inner earth thought it was so essential that these come in at this time. And we thank you for your patience and your listening and your contributions and reactions. Does anyone else need anything further at this time?
I just wanted to read number 34, the last one, and then we have a question. Know that the light will overwhelm all life on earth, and those who cannot hold the light will leave in moss. And that's just what we were discussing.
And so be it. What is the question?
Let me come up and speak in the microphone.
My question is that lately, over the last few years, there's just been this amazing acceleration of my this lifetime for me coming together with other souls that I shared past lives with, and us being able to recognize who we were in that past life and also the lessons to be extended, the things we didn't learn that lifetime, and we feel strongly that we're back together again to bring those unfinished lessons to some kind of conclusion. It's so strong, it kind of guides everything that I'm doing lately, and it happens also to be really, really fun, most of it, and engaging.
It is the grand reunion. Many of you that are connecting in communities of love and balance have had past life experiences together with a foundation of love and caring for one another, and is expressing itself within another format or relationship at this time. But understand, anyone in this incarnational cycle, beloved sons and daughters, that you are having a resonance with, this is not the first time. If you have truly loved someone in a past life, the love, the building block of all that there is eternal, and it will find another way to express itself in another incarnational cycle. Love can never die. It can only keep expressing itself in diversified, sometimes maddening, fun ways. Any other questions?
I just want to know that in the Lemurian community, that I know that I was there, and I know what part I played, kind of. And I wonder if in the inner earth there are also representatives of the Atlantean community. It must have all been healed, that terrible thing where 3 million or 300 million people died. Do you coexist now between the Atlantean culture and the Lemurian culture?
We allow the Atlantean civilization to come into the inner civilization through a healing process, which took several thousands of years. And we assisted them in healing. So yes, we work together very forthrightly. What is the other aspect? You have another concern with other than that. What was the beginning of your statement? Repeat what you said initially.
You mean before the Atlantean Lemurian question, or as the beginning?
It was a beginning aspect.
Yes, it was just that my experience was in that lifetime that I was truly, my mother was Lemurian, my father was Atlantean, and we were caught up in the time, the end time that led to that great destructive evening that I remember.
This is true, but I'm going to compound it.
Okay.
And perhaps confuse you all, but it's important to understand this, beloved sons and daughters. There are many of you having a parallel life experience in Lemuria right now. The channel is one of them, and there are many of you. And it is your unconscious knowing of that that expresses itself through something called resonance. We didn't get into resistances tonight, but it is a reality. And the multidimensionality of being human. You're all within the process of becoming multidimensional. You're all in the process of connecting with higher realms, such as the channel, in preparation for this. There is nothing special about what the channel is achieving, or his colleagues, or all those around the world. It has simply become an aspect of their soul plan that they are in service to, assisting first and foremost the healing within themselves, and then reflecting that out into the world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But many of you are having parallel existences within the inner earth civilizations. Simultaneously to the existence you're having now. And your darkest, deepest moments of despair and being human on the surface, many of you have gleaned and garnered the possibility of accessing that parallel life. Are there any other questions? So as we take our leave, if there are no other questions, we thank yourselves. Please thank yourselves for showing up. We in the Inner Earth Civilization Lemuria thank you for your resonance. We feel the energy of the Lemurian crystal that you've brought with you tonight. We know that we all hunger within our hearts for the day that we would join as brothers and sisters, holding hands and hearts in the same frequency, in the same dimension of unconditional love.
Thank you. I just want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and we do suggest a $15 love offering. And if you're not in the classroom, you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.